The eyes of the world are on Nevada this week as the race between former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump remains too close to call in the state. Since polls closed on Tuesday night, it's become more clear that Nevada could decide who will take the White House for the next 4 years. KUNR's Dana O'Connor spoke with political editor Paul Boger for a roundup of the latest updates provided by election officials on Thursday.
Paul Boger, it's great to talk with you. Let's talk about the latest presidential numbers here in Nevada. People are on the edge of their seat.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, there's really not a whole lot to tell you. We do not have a definitive winner in this race yet. It is still entirely too close to call. At this point, after the latest update we got from the Secretary of State and from local election officials in Clark and Washoe County on Thursday morning, we know that Biden has extended his lead by about 4,000 votes. So roughly it's 49.5% for Biden and 48.5% for Trump. So it's less than 1 point difference in the entire state between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
That's amazingly close. Now, how are we on the ballot counting? How many are left out there? Where do we stand?
So we still don't have a good answer for that. We know that about 1.8 million ballots were sent to active registered voters in the state before the election. Now, we also know that about 1.2 million voted before or on Election Day. So that leaves about 600,000 ballots that are still out there. We obviously know that not everybody has voted, but that's still a significant number that's going to be trickling in the mail between Tuesday and Friday and through next week. So we'll likely see more results through the next few days before we'll get a very definitive answer.
Be patient is the watchword, isn't it?
Be patient. I will say this, though. Election officials have not stopped counting. No one has stopped counting ballots, but this is the plan. This is what they told us they were going to do, that they were going to release results on a daily basis starting today and moving through next week.
Now, it was a press conference with Nevada Republicans and the Trump campaign. It was held in front of the Clark County Election Department. And we aired it live. It was a bit bizarre. Adam Laxalt was there. A couple of voters were there giving some testimony. And then a couple of people from the Trump campaign who did not give their names.
Yeah, that was Rick Grinnell and Matt Schlapp. Grinnell was the former acting director of national intelligence. He's now a campaign spokesman. And Matt Schlapp is the chair of the American Conservative Union. And essentially, they made a number of allegations, essentially saying that election officials are counting improper votes. Now, they didn't go into too many details about what those improper votes were, other than to say that they believe that votes were cast by dead people and by people who moved out of Clark County ahead of the election. Now, they didn't provide any proof beyond anecdotal evidence. So we can't make any sort of claim on the veracity of their allegations. We actually haven't even seen the lawsuit, so we don't know what exactly they're alleging in federal court. However, I will say in the hours after making that announcement, Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford said that they will defend it and they are confident that the state is moving in the right direction and that all votes will be counted.
So the validity of the suit is up in the air. In fact, the suit has not even been filed yet.
You're exactly right, yes.
Let's move to some statewide and city results now. We have very close races for the city council and also in a couple of our Senate and Assembly seats. What's the latest on that?
Absolutely. So there is a very, very close race in Reno Ward 1. So the Reno City Council Ward 1 seat, that is down to 38 votes. So yeah. Jenny Breckus has a very, very slight lead in that particular race. There's also a number of really close legislative races. Looking at Northern Nevada specifically, Jill Dickman continues to hold a lead over incumbent Skip Daly. That is about 52-48%. I also want to talk about a Senate race down in Las Vegas. And the reason I'm pointing at this one is that Democratic Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro is in a very tight race with April Becker, her Republican challenger. That race is down to 250 votes for Becker. So again, we're going to be keeping our eye on all of these races over the next few days as results continue to trickle in with these very, very tight margins. The races can be thrown in either direction.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Paul, thanks so much for reporting on this. We appreciate that.
Absolutely, Dana.